What about the clinical issues involved in using biologics? What's it been like to carry them through? I guess these patients are receiving cetuximab for, what, about 6 months?
About 6 months, and they are receiving it weekly. And not surprisingly, for the patients that have been enrolled, the rash has been of some concern in that, like what we see in the metastatic disease setting, a portion of patients do develop a moderate or more severe rash. For many patients who are in the adjuvant setting, the rash may be a little bit more of an issue for them versus somebody with metastatic disease who is willing potentially to put up with more side effects. In addition to the rash, the other concern is the potential for an anaphylactic reaction. To date, the anaphylactic reaction that we've seen in the adjuvant trial is very comparable to what's published for cetuximab at or less than 1%.
Is it the cosmetic aspect or the symptomatology from the rash that seems to be most of the problem in terms of trying to carry out this adjuvant therapy, or is it both?
It's probably both. There are some patients that are truly bothered by the rash and really don't want that. There are other patients who are willing to put up with it, but at some point it becomes severe enough that it becomes very difficult to continue the treatment. The other problem, when we designed the trial, the approval for cetuximab was once a week, and that's also been a bit of a hindrance, particularly for somebody who may have a job or live some distance from the clinic. If they have to come in weekly for cetuximab, it does create some additional burden for them.